Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Lots of vintage music personalities had birthdays this past week, including Yip Harburg, Fred Hall, DeBroy Summers, Johnny Dodds, Bud Freeman, and Billie Holiday. But on this evening's show, we're going to play some rapidly rotating records based on not one, not two, but five vocabulary words. That's because my wife came across a website called FreeRice.com. You play a vocabulary game on the site, and for each correct answer, FreeRice.com donates 20 grains of rice to the United Nations food program, paid for by sponsors on the site. Now, 20 grains of rice isn't much in and of itself, but lots of people must be playing the vocabulary game because in the 6 months since it started, FreeRice.com has donated over 26 billion grains of rice. The vocabulary game is really quite simple, fun, and kind of addictive. The website is legitimate and doesn't require you to register or sign up, enter any personal information, or even choose an ID or PIN. You just go on the site and start picking what you think is the correct definition of a word from among four choices. Check it out after the show. That site once again is www.freerice.com. All of the words on this evening's show are from FreeRice.com, but several I had not heard before, which is the case with this first word, trefoil, T-R-E-F-O-I-L. Trefoil is a noun which refers to any of several old-world herbs of the genus Medicago, having small flowers and trifoliate compound leaves, or a plant of the genus Trifolium, which includes European mountain clover, crimson clover, Italian clover, purple, white, and red clover, and buffalo clover. So here to start off the show, okay, you're way ahead of me, is a set of rapidly rotating records about clover, beginning with Bob Herring and his orchestra.
The sun is shining like it never did before. There's a four-leaf clover in my pocket and a horseshoe over my door. Oh, you never hear me pining, 'cause I know just what's in store. There's a four-leaf clover in my pocket and a horseshoe over my door. When I found the horseshoe, I knew my troubles were over. What a lucky day when my sweetie gave me that four-leaf clover. I don't need a silver lining. Let it rain and let it pour. There's a four-leaf clover in my pocket and a horseshoe over my door.
sun is shining and skies are blue. Life's just wonderful when you're true. Living in clover, thrilling all over with love. It's the season for love, I guess. We've a reason for happiness. Living in clover, thrilling all over with love. You're the one I've had my eye on ever since the day I fell. Honestly, it's not a try-on. You know me too well. Now pack your luggage and trust to me. We'll raise Cain and a family. Living in clover, thrilling all over with love.
Thank you.
From a Vocalion 78, which will be having its 79th birthday in just 10 days, that was the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, and I'm Walking Through Clover. I'm Walking Through Clover was written by Cliff Friend and Lou Pollack. Before that, it was Harry Hudson as Murray's Melody Man and Under the Clover Moon, recorded in London around October 6, 1927. Under the Clover Moon was written by Al Bryan and Gene Schwartz. Harry Hudson was musical director of Edison Bell from August 1927 until the end of 1932, when it was acquired by Decca. He made an enormous number of dance band records under an enormous number of pseudonyms, including the Gaiety Dance Band, the Palm Beach Players, the Southern States Dance Band, the Radio Rhythm Boys, the Belltone Melodists, and the Sunny South Dance Orchestra. Harry Hudson was preceded by Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra and Living in Clover. Living in Clover is from the Jack Buchanan film Goodnight Vienna, which was released in the U.S. as Magic Night. We begin that trefoil set of songs with Bob Herring as the Colonial Club Orchestra and There's a Four-Leaf Clover in My Pocket from a Brunswick 78 waxed February 11, 1929. There's a Four-Leaf Clover in My Pocket was written by Lou Caldwell, Jack Meskell, and Pete Wendling. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The second word on this all-vocabulary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is paregoric, P-A-R-E-G-O-R-I-C. Paregoric is a noun which means an anodyne. So what is an anodyne, I hear you cry? Well, a medicine that relieves pain. One of the things about freerice.com is that the definitions listed are all single words, which can sometimes be a bit misleading. So paregoric is defined there simply as medicine. More specifically, paregoric is camphorated tincture of iodine. In any case, here to start off this segment of medicine songs is the medicine man for the blues, Ted Lewis.
I've heard about a lot of people suffering from the weary blues, and so I went amongst the people just to see if I could change their views. So I took them all together and I said, here's what I've come to preach. You know that sadness is a curse, you'll find nothing worse. And here's the way I made my speech. You know who I am, with this horn in my hand. Why, I'm that old medicine man for your blues. Oh, say, I'll make each trouble and care go like a little bubble on air. With my old clarinet, the results I can get, there ain't no troubles yet I can't lose. No, sir, just trust this old medicine man for your blues. When you're downhearted, what do? I bring a smile, When life makes you sick, my music will make everything seem worthwhile. No, I don't give any pills for your fever and chills, but with my musical thrills I amuse. Yes, sir, I'm that old medicine man for your blues. Some sorrowful note put a lump in your throat when you're feeling downhearted and blue. Does the thought of a lie bring a tear to your eye? Then I'm just the doctor for you. For I take the silver right out of the clouds, and I mix it with gold from the sun. The colors from out of the rainbow I crowd right into your hearts, one by one. Then I take the laughter of children at play, and I mix it with some bluebird song. That's how I make medicine day after day for those who think life is all wrong. The fragrance of wildflowers, the humming of bees, I fit them right where they belong. Mix music with sunshine and sweet melodies, and then I cure the whole world with a song. Oh, I don't give any pills. Oh, your fever and chills. No, no, but with my musical thrills, I amuse. That's why they call me. They call me the medicine man for your blues. Yes, sir.
Millicent Hope with Johnny Hamp and his orchestra, February 16th, 1937, and Love is Good for Anything That Ails You. Love is Good for Anything That Ails You was written by Cliff Friend and Mattie Melnick and was preceded by Dr. Medicine. That was Jack Kelly's Jugbusters, recording in New York on August 3, 1933, for the American Record Corporation as the South Memphis Jug Band, apparently trying to cash in on the name of the better-known Memphis Jug Band. The jug blower was D.M. Dr. Higgs, who was in fact a practicing herb doctor. We began that paregoric set of songs with Ted Lewis and I'm the Medicine Man for the Blues. I'm the Medicine Man for the Blues was written by Harry Axt and Grant Clark and is from Ted Lewis's 1929 talking picture, Is Everybody Happy? Continuing our special FreeRice.com vocabulary edition of the show, our next word is peregrinate. P-E-R-E-G-R-I-N-A-T-E. As an intransitive verb, peregrinate means to wander from place to place, especially on foot. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about peregrinations, beginning with the Edison Bell Orchestra.
Nothing like a happy song to cheer you on your way. I'm going home, that's my affair. I always know I'll find a pair. All the carpet slippers are waiting there at home in dear old Avalon.
The Regent Dance Orchestra playing Wandering On to Avalon Foxtrot. Thank you.
wandering through dreamland with my head among the stars, leaving the world behind. Why, I ride around on rainbows, up with Venus and with Mars, with nothing but my sweetheart on my mind. Up golden stairs, I'll climb above the clouds to where there are no cares, no, no, to build those castles in the air when I'll go wandering through dreamland with my head among the stars till my dreams come tumbling down.
Benny Kruger's Orchestra, November 10th, 1925, and Let's Wander Away. Let's Wander Away was written by Earl Burnett, Harry Owens, and Paul Ashe. Before that, it was Ted Lewis once again, who was Wandering in Dreamland. Wandering in Dreamland is from a musical review with the unusual title Rufus Lemaire's Affairs, written by Ballard MacDonald and Martin Bruins. So, who was Rufus Lemaire, I hear you cry? Rufus Lemaire was the producer of the show, and in the 30s was casting director for MGM and later for Universal. Despite starring Ted Lewis, the show ran for just 56 performances at the Majestic Theater. In fact, Rufus Lemaire's Affairs opened the Majestic on March 28, 1927. It's located at 245 West 45th Street, and with a seating capacity of 1,800, was the largest legitimate theater in Times Square. It's still a legitimate Broadway venue to this day. We began that peregrinatious set of songs with Wandering On to Avalon, performed there by the Edison Bell Studio Orchestra, credited on the label of that September 1926 recording as the Regent Dance Orchestra. The vocalist was Tom Barrett. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. The fourth word in this special vocabulary edition of the show is cacinate. C-A-C-H-I-N-N-A-T-E, an intransitive verb meaning to laugh hard, loudly, immodestly, or convulsively, or to guffaw. Okay, that's enough cacinating. Here to start off this segment is Carl Fenton's orchestra and Cacinating Marionette. Thank you.
going to sing a song to you. It's not a song of love.
There's not a word that speaks of mush and none about stars above.
We've had enough of songs like that, I'm sure you will agree.
So here's the thing we're going to sing, it's foolish as can be. A chorus girl hates anyone to ask her out to dine.
Pardon me, while I laugh. A Scotchman is the first one who will buy a glass of wine.
Pardon me, while I laugh. The chauffeurs and the traffic cops, they get along so fine.
And all the chauffeurs think the coppers really are divine.
The coppers throw them kisses when they pass before it's time.
Pardon us while we laugh.
The alcohol sold nowadays is for external use.
Pardon me, while I laugh. The fat girls should eat candy, it's the best way to reduce.
Pardon me, while I laugh.
The first child of a married couple brings them great delight.
But when they want to get some sleep, it cries with all its might.
Then hubby says, you stay in bed, I'll walk with him all night.
Pardon us while we laugh.
Every song you've ever heard, there's been a second verse.
We tried to write one for this thing, but it got worse and worse.
We worked on it all summer through the winter, spring, and fall.
And then we said we will not write a second verse at all. Today the girls all love to sit at home each night and sew.
Pardon me, while I laugh. They never ride in taxis and they hate to see a show.
Pardon me, while I laugh. A fellow and his wife went out to have a dance or two.
He flirted with the flappers, as the fellows often do.
The wife, he said, you dance with her, I'll wait till you get through. Pardon us while we laugh.
You know, Bill, I wanted to tell you about Phil Ullman. Pardon me, while I laugh.
Sure, I was going to tell you about Harry Reeser. You know who they are,
yeah.
Twins. They play piano and banjo.
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
Pardon us while we laugh.
Thank you.
Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and It's Hard to Laugh or Smile, recorded by Victor on September 7, 1928, a session which produced 8 issued sides. Before that, it was Billy Jones and Ernie Hare and Pardon Me While I Laugh. Pardon Me While I Laugh was written by Albert von Tilzer, Arthur Treacher, and Harry Haney. That September 14, 1925 recording featured Phil Oman on piano and Harry Reaser on banjo. We began with Carl Fenton's orchestra and Laughing Marionette. Although that was an instrumental version, there are lyrics written by Walter R. Collins, and L. Wolfe Gilbert wrote the music. That Brunswick recording was made in September of 1929.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I probably should have placed this final word of this special vocabulary edition of the show as the first segment, since the word is incipience, I-N-C-I-P-I-E-N-C-E. Incipience means beginning to exist or to be apparent, or the act or process of bringing or being brought into existence. So here to wrap up the show are some rapidly rotating records about incipiencies, beginning with the Orpheus Dance Band.
got you going, what you gonna do?
Is it up to me or is it up to you?
What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun?
We have met till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect?
Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell?
Folly and farewell.
Heaven or maybe hell.
Which is it gonna be, love or gin?
Wife or sin, let's begin. A case of go ahead or don't.
I didn't say I would.
Well, you haven't said you won't, and I've looked you over from toes to chin.
Oh, I give in.
Let's begin and make a mess of both of our bright young
beginning like this, you shouldn't dare to, would you care to, now that we've found so much bliss, do you intend to put an end to the only real joy we've known? You shouldn't try to, you know why to, because we both be alone. Can't you see we belong together forever and a.
And when I say forever, I mean forever and not a day.
What's the matter with him? We get along now. Could be wrong now to let our dreams.
We began that incipient set of songs with John Furman directing the Orpheus Dance Band on That's Where the South Begins. The vocalist on that October 17, 1930 xylophone recording was Maurice Elwin. That's Where the South Begins was composed by Ted Shapiro with the lyrics by Jack Yellen. Next, it was Jack Hilton, March 20, 1935, back with HMV after signing a 2-year contract with Decca in 1931, and Life Begins at Oxford Circus. After Jack Hilton, it was Emil Coleman and his Riviera Orchestra and Let's Begin. Let's Begin was written by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach and is from the musical comedy Roberta, which takes place in a fraternity house at Haverhill College. It opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on November 18, 1933, 4 days after that recording was made, and ran until July 21, 1934. We finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm, August 20th, 1935, and A Sweet Beginning Like This, written by Joe Young and Fred Allert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.